South African playwright Athol Fugard has earned an international reputation for dramatizing the cruelty of apartheid. His latest work also touches on that issue, but from a more personal point of view. Exits and Entrances is about a young playwright and an aging actor. It's now on stage in Los Angeles, Iris Mann reports.
Exits and Entrances is a memory play based on Athol Fugard's brief friendship with the celebrated Afrikaans actor André Huguené. As Fugard explains, the title has many meanings.
Obviously, it refers at the top level to the fact that a young artist, a young writer, is on the threshold of a career, and at the other end, a man in his late 50s, because that was his age, is on the point of making his departure from the stage, from life, in fact.
The play begins in 1961 when the British relinquish control of South Africa. The young writer comes across the actor's obituary, and the story then unfolds in flashback. It is a portrait of a man known as the Olivier of South Africa, who devoted most of his career to bringing classical theater to an Afrikaans audience that was largely indifferent. At their last meeting, shortly before his death, the actor, played by Moreland Higgins, tells the young playwright that it's all been for nothing.
You see, I've been left behind by time, relegated to the Museum of Africana Cultural Oddities. My acting style was too old-fashioned, too over-the-top. My manner, too affected, as one critic put it, for the new South African theatre. And I have the sneaking feeling that you are that.
The life of an actor in South Africa is very different from that of a theater director in Los Angeles. But Stephen Sachs, who directs Exits and Entrances, says he identifies with the play.
The play is an existential play, as many of Athol's plays are. They ask deeper questions about the human condition and the human endeavor on this planet and why we do what we do and does it really matter? Does it really have impact? When I read this play, I cried because it pushed a very deep button in me and challenged me to ask those questions about what I was doing with my life and with my art.
And it is a question that is beginning to plague Athol Fugard as well.
I'm 72 years old as I sit here talking to you, and a fear, because it is a fear, you know, having led a very active and a very committed life politically and in terms of my work, my art, the thought of redundancy, of being unneeded, unwanted, of being useless is a haunting one. And it hasn't happened to me yet because wonderfully, the plays that I've written recently continue to command some respect from audiences and critics. But it is one that, I've seen happen to many, many artists. And it was one which certainly happened to André. He was left behind by history.
Beyond the personal concerns, Fugard also addresses the larger issue of the very purpose of theatre. In one scene, the young man, who, like Fugard, is of Afrikaner and British descent, says he has written a play about two black brothers, one dark, one light-skinned, who live in a shack or pondok. The actor is shocked.
Is it perversity that makes you devote the glorious energy of your young life, of whatever talent you've got, to crawling into stinking pondoks? Why? Explain to me.
It's a world of untold stories, André. For any writer, that's a gift from the gods.
A gift from the gods? What you've described to me is a nightmare.
That's right. That is a good word to describe our slums. The South African nightmare.
That was actually the story in Fugard's 1961 drama, Blood Knot, in which the playwright says he found his anti-apartheid voice. The play and several that followed were banned in South Africa, and in 1967, the government confiscated Fugard's passport. Actor William Hurley, who portrays the young playwright in Exits and Entrances, says he was struck by Fugard's conviction.
I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but I said to him one day, "How did you have the confidence to decide to do what you did back then, with all that was going on in your country and the repercussions of doing what you did, because it was not well received, doing plays like he was writing and even performing in plays back then that spoke out about the government like that. And I said, how did you have the confidence to do that? And he just laughed and he said, confidence? I don't have confidence now.
Playwright Athol Fugard does acknowledge that challenging the system demanded courage on his part and on the part of other South African writers, artists, and intellectuals. And that's what he's still looking for from audiences.
I'd like them to think about courage. I'd like them to maybe look at their society and say, well, are we doing a good job of trying to wake up America to what's happening in the world, in our world? You know, we expect the actors up there to be open and to be honest and to be truthful. The same demand is a responsibility of the audience. You must sit in your seat and be open, be prepared to listen, try to understand.
Playwright Athol Fugard's latest work, Exits and Entrances, has been so well received in Los Angeles that the show's run at the Fountain Theater is being extended through the end of September. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.